This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 139 for Wednesday, November 10th. ICE Canola futures are mostly higher on Wednesday morning, with increases in the front months, while the more deferred positions are mixed. The January canola contract rises $5.40 at $9.95.20 per ton. The March contract bumps up a dime at $9.64.30 per ton. Canola is getting spillover from gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Additionally, support comes from tight canola supplies and concerns over the drought across the prairies continuing through the winter and into next spring. However, a system is to bring rain and snow to the region, with the heaviest amounts forecast to fall on Manitoba. In yesterday's supply and demand report, the United States Department of Agriculture is maintaining its estimate of Canadian canola production for 2021-22 at 13 million tons. Exports are cut 9.5% from last month's report at 5.7 million tons, and domestic usage is increased 9.2% at 8.7 million. The USDA cuts canola ending stocks by 14.3% at 600,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is on the rise, with the loonie at 80.61 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 80.33. The USDA reports a private sale of 22,000 tons of soy oil to unknown destinations. Delivery is to be during the current marketing year. In the USDA supply and demand report, global soybean ending stocks are cut by almost 0.8% at 103.8 million tons. The department leaves its production estimate for Brazil at 144 million tons, but trims its call for Argentina at 49.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The January contract gains 1.5 cents at $12.13 per bushel. December soy oil is up by more than 0.8 cents at 59.32 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $1.40 at $3.41.10 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday morning, with the December contract increasing 7.5 cents at $5.62 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract climbing 13 cents at $7.29.5. Wheat futures are also stronger on Wednesday morning. Chicago December is up 11 cents at $7.89.5. Kansas City December climbs a dime at 8.03, and Minneapolis December jumps 15.5 cents at 10.39. A reminder that the markets are closed Thursday for Remembrance Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 10th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.